This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
You're listening to Comedy Dynamics Daily.
Now, I got to tell you, this is going to be weird, but I got to tell you this story to tell you the rest of the story. And at first, you're going to be all judgy, and then I'm going to tell you something, and you'll be like, oh, that makes sense. I have a 103-inch television in my bedroom. That's not the judgy part. Here it comes. Cost 60,000 fucking bucks. Crazy, right? I didn't fucking buy it. I would never pay 60. Now, you can't be judgy. I didn't buy it. It was given to me, man. I would never pay $60,000 for a TV. I wouldn't pay $60,000 for anything unless you could live in it, drive it, or it fucking blew you until the day you died. Like, that's... I got a line and shit like that. No, it was given to us at one point. I had done commercials years ago for Panasonic. And there was a guy named Ed Janda who was like the exec at Panasonic who was on set all the time. And he loved movies. Sweet fucking dude, man. I've known him for years and stuff. One day, he fucking called me. He'd been in my house many times. He called me out of the blue and he goes, hey, man, we've got this 103-inch fucking television that we're gonna throw out, man. And I remember you've got big, wide walls and huge ceilings in your house. And I was like, what a weird fucking way to start a conversation. I said, what do all these things have to do with each other, man? And is that all our friendship was? Do you square fucking footage? Like... And he goes, no, the reason I bring it together is this TV we're going to fucking throw out is 103 inches. And it won't fit many places, but it'll definitely fit in your house. So if you want it, we're just going to give it to you for free. Do you want it? And I was like, fuck yeah, give me all your garbage. Yes. Fuck yes. I was like, what's wrong with it, man? Was it assembled on an ancient Indian burial ground? Is it cursed? Like, and he goes, no, they used it for the Olympics. It was for coverage for the Olympics, so it's not meant for home use. It's basically a big graphics TV where they'd point to, like, this is what happened and shit like that. Problem is, it has no speakers, so you'd have to buy speakers. I was like, I'll buy the fucking speakers, man. For a free 103-inch television? Fuck the speakers. I'll stand next to it and translate for whoever's watching. Like, fuck yes, man. So he goes, okay, man, make sure you're gonna be home tomorrow. We can have it delivered. He's going, you gotta clear your street. And I said, why? And he goes, it comes on an 18-wheeler. I said, really? And he goes, yeah, it takes 10 people to deliver it. And I said, why? And he goes, the base alone weighs 2,000 pounds. So I was like, I don't believe this. And they showed up the next day with a giant fucking truck, pulled this thing out the back of it. It looked like the monolith from 2001, A Space Odyssey. 10 fucking people carrying it, man. They're like, where do you want it? And I was like, second floor, please. I felt bad, but I tipped insanely well. So brought them up to my bedroom. They're like, where's it go? I said, put it right at the foot of our bed, please. And my wife is like, are you fucking high? I was like, yes, but that has nothing to do with this. This just makes sense. I was like, this is where the TV was. Look at this big wide wall. We'll put the fucking TV right there. She goes, Kevin, there's no room between the bed and the television. I was like, yes, there is. Look. She's going, what the fuck? How are we gonna live like this? How are we gonna sleep? I was like, we fucking slept enough, man. I was like, look at this thing. This is our God now. Like, so if you're in my bedroom and you're sitting on the edge of my bed and you're tying your shoes, you get up, you go, one, two, you're on the fucking TV.
If you like what you hear, please subscribe to the Comedy Dynamics YouTube channel and follow us on social media for daily stand-up comedy clips and more. Comedy Dynamics Daily is produced by Brian Volk-Weiss, Brian Adams, Rachel East, and Stuart Lindberg. Comedy Dynamics is a division of the Nacelle Company. Thank you for listening.